You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Recently, I conducted a series of podcasts with investment professionals from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, London, and Singapore. The theme was Investment Views 2020, and these podcasts are aimed at professional investors and clients of Investec Asset Management. Now, though, the company has allowed access to them for strictlybusinesspodcast.com. These are a valuable resource for any serious investor, and we will be posting two per day for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. Welcome to this Investec Asset Management Investment Views 2020 podcast. With me is Simon Brazier, Portfolio Manager, UK Alpha, Investec Asset Management in London. Simon, if I may just look back a second, and it says here, first of all, in the UK, Brexit is likely to be one of the main challenges for 2019. That's an understatement. The last thing I want to point out is what you said a year ago. We believe opportunities exist across the market cap range for companies able to generate cash and reinvest that cash at rates of return well in excess of their cost of capital, supporting future growth in cash flows and dividends. I suppose that given the fact that Brexit is still ongoing, that theme actually endures.
Very much so. It is really about companies. They've got self-help because they certainly can't rely on either the economic, political or regulatory environment to support them at the moment because it is so uncertain for companies that have any UK exposure. So those companies that get control of their own destiny, make positive investment decisions and able to reinvest at good rates of return can still flourish. But unfortunately for most, you know, they do have, there is an impact clearly of the political impasse which we're currently in the midst of.
Do you think that when it's all over, people will say, okay, I have now the confidence to unleash all these projects that have been in the pipeline for the last two, maybe even 3 years? Is it as simple as that?
Well, it depends what you mean by when it is all over, because every company that I meet is very consistent on this, which is the withdrawal agreement is not the end of the process. And so for every company, they say, until they understand the trading relationship of the UK with the rest of the world, they will find it very difficult to invest back into the UK, because why would you put down a new plant, or why would you invest into new machinery or into a new factory if you're not sure what that trading relationship will be? So until a free trade agreement or any derivative thereof is actually signed up to, then I think business investment will remain muted.
Yes, indeed. And recently, the Trump administration says they can't do a trade deal with the UK because of certain clauses within the Brexit deal. But anyway, that's for another time. Looking forward to 2020, what are the risks and the opportunities to your mind?
Well, if I'm thinking about the UK economy, per se, then the risk there is the election, very, very clearly. If we were to come out of the election with a hung parliament, then that uncertainty will persist. And actually, that will flow through into the markets as well, and also currency. But from an economic point of view, you know, we really need to see some clarity post the election. Having said that, if it was a clarity that you had a Corbyn government with a majority, no matter what one's political view is, the facts are that that would be very negative for the UK economy. In terms of markets, about a quarter of UK companies' revenues come from the UK. So the economics do have some impact, but it's not the be-all and end-all. I mean, really, it is the currency that has a determining factor. And the currency, again, will reflect whether we have certainty going forward. But the long and short of it is, you know, next year, again, unfortunately, is going to be determined by first the election and then politics, because that really feeds through to the economics and currency.
But it does, of course, present, I mean, these risks that you've just highlighted do present opportunities at the same time.
Well, the good thing has been is that we have seen, you know, volatility in share prices. And I always tell my clients we like to buy low and sell high. It seems to work for us. And so, you know, we've had opportunities this year, and I'm sure we will have more going forward where share prices get to a point where they're pricing in many of those risks. So, for example, you know, Ryanair, which is a, you know, UK European point-to-point airline, is clearly people are concerned about the regulatory, the political risk, also the economic risk to that business, a cyclical business. But actually, at the valuation we've been able to buy it at in recent months, you know, to us it's the same as the valuation of their planes on their balance sheets. There's limited downside risk, it's asset-backed. So there have been opportunities to buy stocks, we feel, at very good valuations.
Yes, and that leads me to your portfolio positioning, or rather your strategy positioning for 2020. Maybe you could give us some details, flesh it out if you would.
Yep. I mean, we're not out of the woods, as I described earlier, and we still believe that there is, you know, generally slow economic growth. It's difficult for companies to see top line growth, and margins remain under pressure. You know, companies have refinanced their debt at low levels now. That, you know, interest rates may be going back up. Who knows? Commodity prices have been on the rise as well. And finally, valuations, you know, there are some opportunities, but valuations still remain relatively full. So what we've been focused on, as I've said, is companies that can generate cash and that have got self-help. Having said that, there are three major factors that we must take into account: a currency, economic, and liquidity risk. And none of them will necessarily play out, but I do feel from a liquidity perspective, you know, there is, you know, we've seen with certain funds in the UK more recently where there've been liquidity issues, but in a more tricky environment, you know, the UK market is relatively illiquid compared to history right now. It's more difficult to trade. From an economic perspective, I believe there is risk of a UK recession, particularly if the consumer was to shut up shop. The consumer is such a large part of UK GDP. And finally, from a currency perspective, the range of outcomes for sterling against the dollar is probably from 1 to 1.5. And whichever way it goes will have an impact. So those three factors alone make me more nervous. And hence, you know, today our portfolio has never been more large cap. It has never been more neutral in terms of currency exposure. And we do not take a lot of economic and cyclical risk unless the valuation protects us. So I would say that we are on a period of waiting and seeing. And once we know where we are, then we'll have more confidence to invest.
Once you've waited and once you've seen, and let's say the seeing is favourable to you, are you nimble enough and willing and able enough to change that strategy that you've just outlined, just in case something drastic happens that hasn't been the case for the last 3 years?
Well, we're long-term investors. So the great thing is the company, you know, we're fully invested in the fund. So I'm very comfortable with the shares we own today. And, you know, we have performed well this year in a strong market. And so we're not sitting there with an utterly defensive fund. I mean, the fund itself has proved it can be relatively all weather. But, you know, the good thing is that we're not trying to sell illiquid small cap stocks to buy larger companies. Actually, it's going to be the other way around. I think we've never been so large cap. Actually, the direction of travel, if we are seeing opportunities, will be to sell liquid large caps to buy more mid cap stocks. And actually, so we're moving the right way. We can change our portfolio because we're not stuck in the companies we have. You know, 83% FTSE 100 a day demonstrates, you know, we've got the ability to sell those companies, or some of those companies, if we need to, if the opportunities present themselves elsewhere.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Brazier, Portfolio Manager, UK Alpha, Investec Asset Management in London. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.